All right, it was a pretty rough weekend for Donald Trump. He got ratioed on his own website, True Social, when he posted this insane thing about how actually nobody cares about Jeffrey Epstein. Let's just all move on. Who even is this Epstein guy? And then magically claim that Democrats actually were the ones who created the Epstein files, and that's why he's not going to release them. Very strange. And when I say he got ratioed, meaning he got more comments than likes on his own post, as his own supporters were very, very furious. They're like, what do you mean just forget about it? You ran on this whole thing that you were going to release the files, and it created this huge uproar. Well, now it's Monday as I record this, and Fox News and a lot of these MAGA minions, I call them, are being pretty brutally exposed because they've essentially taken Trump's marching orders. They've just stopped talking about it. Fox News Live mentions today, as of noon, they've mentioned Biden 46 times, Epstein zero. And we're going to get into it. I'm going to walk you through a timeline because all of a sudden they just magically stop talking about it. Really quickly, my name is Chris Mowry, filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, the link to my YouTube channel is in the description down below. And like I always say, on this channel, we're trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA media moving forward into 2026, 2028, and beyond. And if you want to be a part of this community, all you have to do is hit subscribe down below. Adam and I, have started a live show on this channel Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We were live last week. We ran into a few issues this week. You might notice my background. I actually had to travel very suddenly, so I apologize for that, but we are coming back with the live show very, very soon, and we got some cool upgrades in the studio, so can't wait to see you there. All right, let's get into this really quickly. Before I talk about this story that has broken today, let me back up a little bit. You may be familiar with Charlie Kirk, who's a very big right-wing pundit, and as a lot of this was happening, Charlie Kirk was getting quite a bit of flack because he posted consistently, if you want the Epstein files released, all you have to do is vote for Donald Trump. Well, today he takes a slightly different tone on his show. Let's take a listen.
Honestly, I'm done talking about Epstein for the time being. I'm going to trust my friends in the administration. I'm going to trust my friends in the government to do what needs to be done, solve it, balls in their hands. I've said plenty this last weekend. So if you guys want to see my commentary on it, that's fine.
So he's just done. Just like that, I'm going to trust my friends in government. That's a pretty direct way of just saying, like, you know, I got my orders. I'm done talking about it. Again, this was a key part of Trump's campaign. It's something that Charlie Kirk specifically talked about all the time. And now saying, you know what? I'm done talking about it. It was just this past weekend on Sunday, so literally yesterday, that Fox and Friends tried to kind of tiptoe around it. They wanted to talk about it, and so they did. And they seem to essentially turn on Trump, saying, we need to hear something about this. What is going on? And they said this.
Lots and lots of questions that have been swirling about Jeffrey Epstein for a long time, for over 10 years, yeah. And the government's involvement in it. If there's anybody who could walk in and say, okay, we've resolved all of the questions and there is nothing here, it would be President Trump and his crew. The problem is you can't really do it without giving some explanation. And there has to be some explanation. And I think that's why you have a lot of people still pretty with a lot of very valid questions about it.
You absolutely nailed it. You can defuse this ticking time bomb if you simply get out there. Sit down, the AG.
I just want to pause really quickly. Do you hear how like nervous they sound? It's like they're being so particular about their words. Because again, this MAGA world is all about loyalty. You know, if they hit hard on Trump on Fox, they're just going to be fired, frankly. And so you just hear these very particular words. Well, yeah, we just need to get in front of it. Answer these questions. They're like slam. This is the most slamming that Fox will do on Trump.
Get the deputy director and get the director himself. Put them in front of cameras, have them make a statement, and have them answer questions. We're only talking about 5 or 10 questions. But what this will do is, first of all, restores confidence. Number two, it answers some of the basics, especially the simple things like, you can't tell me that 1,000 people were hurt and that there are no people out there that we can arrest. You can't tell me that, oh, sorry, we don't have a list. Fine, don't have a list. Tell me who the perpetrators were. Let's depose every single person who might have had a chance to get on that list and might have been out there at that island, and let's talk to them. Let's find out what happened. You're telling me there's videos out there in New Mexico and at the island and in New York, and nobody saw anything? I don't buy it, and that's why they need to get out there and face the fire. Doesn't have to be long. But you have to answer questions to the American people, because absent that, the story won't die, and that's a distraction the president doesn't want.
Of course, and in that True Social that he put out, he talked about all his accomplishments.
Yeah.
And he's saying, why, let's not let this overcome. And I think he doesn't want that. I think his supporters don't want that. And I think that's why they want just some simple answers.
This is like a literal regime show. I'm sorry, but I can feel how tense they are just through the video. I don't know if you can feel that, but you can like feel them being very careful to talk with the talking points of the administration. And so you look at that from Sunday, Charlie Kirk from the last 24 hours saying, you know what? I'm done. Fox tiptoes on it. And then we reach today, where Fox News all of a sudden, after this very long post from Donald Trump, why are we giving publicity to files written by Obama, Crook, and Hillary, you know, claiming that the Epstein files were written by the Democrats? They created the Epstein files. Why didn't these radical left lunatics release the Epstein files? If there's anything that could hurt the MAGA movement, why didn't they use it? Also saying that, you know, this is taking away from all my amazing accomplishments, which he signed less legislation up to this point compared to any president in the last 70 years. He signed like one major piece of legislation that explodes the deficit, explodes the debt, also to the dismay of his supporters, rips people off their health insurance, takes away SNAP benefits, food benefits, destroys a lot of the environmental successes we've had over the last few years. So his accomplishments are nothing. He's just, you know, essentially expanded executive authority in an incredibly dangerous way and signed like no legislation and exploded our deficit. So I don't know what legislation he wants people to be focused on. But he says that. Kirk does his thing, says, you know what, I'm done. I'll trust my friends in government. Close to the administration. Fox News tiptoes on it. And then all of a sudden, you come to today, as of July 14th. Fox appears to be following Trump's marching orders on Monday as of noon Eastern. It's about 6 p.m. as I record this. The network had mentioned Epstein zero times. Zero times. Searching closed caption. And I've looked and I've updated since then. Still zero. They've talked about Biden a lot today. They've talked about the auto pen of Biden. They've talked about Trump and tariffs and how he's just the best. But all of a sudden, the thing that they ran on for so long, was so key to this, is gone. And it's a disgrace to this country. I mean, look, you see a screenshot from February 27th, 2025, Fox News Hannity, Epstein files, Pam Bondi seeks fury. Like, you see this screenshot from Fox News, February 27, 2025, Hannity, Epstein files, Pam Bondi sends fiery note to Cash Patel accusing FBI of withholding docs. This is, this was huge for them, not only leading up to the election, but when Trump got elected, that the files exist, they're being hidden by the deep state. Potentially Obama, Biden, all these Democrats are in it. And all of a sudden now, on those same shows, gone. Doesn't even matter anymore. Forget it. I don't even know who that Epstein guy is. Insane. I truly hope this is what breaks the movement. I don't know how anybody who's watching Fox right now, watching these shows and just watching them just be like, oh, it's over, it's done. I'm not talking about it. I don't know how anyone watching that is not upset. It makes no sense to me, truly. Listen, if you enjoyed this video, it would mean a lot if you hit like and hit subscribe. We appreciate you so, so much. Once again, my name is Chris Mallory, filling in for Adam Mockler on The Adam Mockler Show. The link to my YouTube channel is in the description down below. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. I always read them, and your kind words mean a lot. I hope you have a great rest of your week, and I will see you in the next video.